back to what we were talking about, which is the devaluation of the dollar this week. Explain to me, because I'm the dumbest guy I know, what does that mean? And like, how can who decided that the dollar is worth less? Doesn't the dollar decide? I mean, doesn't the market decide? What happened? What's the story?
The military decides. if tomorrow our military and nuclear capacity and various invisible weaponry went away, the dollar would reprice to about 10 cents on the dollar. Most of the dollar's value comes from the fact that it is so large, everybody's in it. So it's the reserve, or it has been the reserve currency, but we also have the ability through both covert and overt warfare to force our will on people. So, for example, when I hear a country threatened, what I hear is, you know, not the threats that are in the paper, but if you don't buy more treasury securities, this and this and this is going to happen to you. So we're watching the perfect fusion of economic, political, and military warfare into one.
Well,
the value of our treasury securities and the value of our currency at this point are highly dependent on force and our military capacity.
So then how did the dollar get devalued?
Well, the dollar is dropping in value because our financial situation is the U.S. government is essentially bankrupt. Now I'm being imprecise to say that because for 10 years the federal government has refused to produce audited financial statements. And I believe that there's very good sort of indications to indicate that the finances that they are publishing are very different than what is actually going on. So we don't have reliable financial information about the federal government finances, but even what exists indicates that it's bankrupt. So we're borrowing tremendous amounts every day to keep spending money on things that don't create any productivity whatsoever. And we now have an economy. The economy of every county in this country is deeply dependent on financial flows from the federal government. To give you an example, if you look at the municipalities across the country, we have municipal governments that are very dependent on the flow of property taxes and fees from, you know, essentially from real estate transactions. And as the housing bubble slows down, that's going to ramp down. And then they're very dependent for federal flows. And those monies come from borrowing money. And as the dollar drops, the cost of borrowing that money is going to skyrocket. And it's even possible to conjecture that it's not possible to borrow that money. The world's not willing to provide that money forever. We're literally in a situation where the red button may be pushed.